Hashem, I guess to focus a little bit more on the chilek of umma. You give somebody something to fix. Different situations, you get somebody something to fix, and he messes up, or loses it, or bring down a worker to your house, and he does a job, and he messes up, and you have a lot of interesting cases which don't help with that. So first, we have to imagine the terms that we spoke about so far a little bit. There's something called Shemachim, there's something called Shemachim, there's something called Seicher, Shayel. So in terms of what makes somebody into a Shem Ressacher. So Shem Ressacher is, it's my guinea pig, obviously it's called Shem Ressacher. He's going to watch it. He's considered a Shem Ressacher. It's interesting that the Hashem was bringing down that. Let's say the guy gets like a Zayta Gehanna. Like you're not paying, but he's getting some type of benefit from it, for example. He's watching it for you because you do him a favor. So therefore he's going to watch it for you for free. Or the Rosh Hashanah, let's say he let do something. You let do something. Because of that, you can watch something for him. So that's Ribbis. Okay, from the side, Ribbis. And the concept of Shabbai, he said, that's called Shabbat Sacher. You're gaining, you're doing it because of something which you got. That's called Shabbat Sacher. Somebody who is working, let's say, as in order to get experience, as a job. You know, a lot of times you take a... Internship, yeah, basically like that. So is that person, and let's say, and they're not paying you. So what's your achrayus on the things? And when you're doing the internship, you're a Shem Echina, but you're a Shem Esachar. So they're also, being that you're working, or whatever you're doing is, you're getting some type of hana out of it, because now you're getting experience out of it, something which a person needs to do. That will make the person considered a Shem Esachar, he's not going to be considered a Shem Echina. Like a sheikh who's working for free, right? And he messes up. So what is he? He's Shem Echina or Shem Esachar, and saying it's called Shem Esachar, meaning that he's getting some Zaytaga Hana. One last Hakdama before we get to all the other cases is. Yeah, go ahead. Somebody's making somebody a suit, the tailor. So the guy said, I want an exact suit, which I have, I want the same exact suit. So the guy's like, I don't know, how am I going to remember exactly what your suit looks like and the size and this and that? He goes, okay, I'll give him my old suit. And you'll make a suit, the same exact as the old suit. So he gave him the suit, and the mice, he lost the suit. So what is he? Is he a Shem Echina? Because, or is he a Shem Esachar? He's not getting paid to watch this suit. He's getting paid to make a different suit. But he's having hana that he's getting money somewhere else because he has this suit to go ahead and... So my sister is a Sivis, and he brings down that type of case, and my sister is a big Shem Esachar, being that I'm watching this suit, I'm having another, now I know how to make the other suit, which I'm getting paid for, that makes me a din of Shem Esachar. What is that? If he's Shem Echina, he's Patur Gnei Aved, right? If he's a Shem Esachar, so then he's going to be a Chayav. So, okay, that's just like that. Now, so Uman, somebody who's Uman has a din of Shem Esachar. Classic case, I give somebody a camera, supposed to fix it, come to the store, and there was a break-in last night, they stole the camera. Shem Esachar has to pay you for the camera. You gave somebody a diamond, it's happening, you give somebody a diamond, you're supposed to like put the diamond into the stone. So, And the guy put it in the safe, and then in the middle of the night, people came in, they blew up the safe, and they went away, ran away with the diamond.
Same thing as
a
tailor, huh?
What'd you say?
Same thing as
a
tailor.
Why?
It's not
an actual
diamond.
So. No, this is more. Why? No. Shem Esachar is more. This is, no. This, besides the fact that Shem Esachar is much more Shem Esachar, I'm paying you to work on this diamond. Therefore, you have a din of a Shem Esachar. Shem Esachar is chayiv on Gneva Aveda, and therefore, Pashbi chayiv. But there is a sugya that lets you have a Gneva Ba'inis. It is Aynis. Is a Gnei Ba'inis going to be Chayev?
is going to be chayev or not.
So the big machlok is Yishanah. Is it going to be chayev? I spoke about it in the past weeks. Back in April, Vayinus. What? By regular Shabbos, there's a whole shayev. Like Nevi says, it's chayev. Why? Because being that I'm paying you to watch it, so maybe I'm chayev you even and everything, and you have to do mitzvahs to Yisera. And if it's but over here, everything is going to be potter. Why? Because what's the reason why Uman is a Shabbos Sacher? I'm not paying you to watch it. The reason why Uman is a Shabbos Sacher, if I'm paying you to watch it, say, even though I know it's Yichayev and everything, and I give it to you to Yisera, if the reason why the person is a Shabbos Sacher is because being that he's working on it, he's getting anah, that makes him a Shabbos Sacher. That's not going to have to do a crazy amount of shmira. That's what have to do a regular normal shmira. And therefore, if you do a regular normal shmira, then you're going to be punter. Hear the difference? No?
There's no halacha to be yeshem shamer by
a... Right. No, it's okay. Let's backtrack a little. The Gemara says that somebody's yeshem sachar, he's chayiv, he's supposed to be yeshem shamer, I can't pay you to watch it. If we have to do it in terms of yisera, and even if something happens, it's still you're going to be chayiv. And therefore, somebody's trying to say, if you had a gnev ba'inus, you put it into your safe, I'm paying you to watch it, and therefore, if you're not there, you're going to be chayav. But by a uman, which I'm not paying you to watch it, I'm paying you to do the work. We call you shama sachar because being that I have some side benefit that I'm gaining from the fact that I'm working on it, I get shama sachar, there you're not going to do what you're trying to say. So therefore, in the case of ba'inus, oh, there's a mess like this. Somebody was selling his dira, and it's supposed to be $50,000 down payment by the signing. In cash, right? Kidura White's cash, you know. So he's Israeli, he's laughing, you guys don't know. Okay. But anyhow, so because he came down to the signing and he was $50,000 and the mice of the Mecha didn't show up. So Mecha called in, over, his kid fell, he's in the hospital, he's not going to make it today. So he can't come. So the kind of said, like, I don't know, I'm flying out now, I'm being gone for 2 weeks. So they made up that his lawyer, he'll leave $50,000 by the lawyer, and the lawyer will give the $50,000 to the biker. And the lawyer will, like, you know, sign the papers to him, and we'll go through. So, you know, the Crane left $50,000 by the lawyer, put it in a safe, flew out of town, and then there was a break in that night.
By the lawyer.
What? By the lawyer, yeah.
He did his shtetls.
So, the same thing, even though Gnei Boin is maybe on a regular Shem Sacher B'chayiv. But here, this is not going to be chayav because you're not paying the lawyer to watch it. You're paying the lawyer to. It's just a zaytik anod if you don't have to go.
I just saw there's a Darki Moshe in Shin Bov who asked on Mordechai that the guy took Svarim, I think the copy of the Svarim, right. And he asked, he says, why is the guy not a Yosh Mosham? The Mordechai holds it, but Oinus, you're going to be chayav Gnei Ba'Avedo, so we hear you should be chayav.
Right.
He's talking about by a woman over there. He said, maybe this Mordechai holds that, not like the other Mordechai in Amavia. So, according to Rabbi Singh, that's
the other Mordechai, they're what? That
Mordechai.
Somebody gave some effects. Right? They have a little chip in it, and Kepasa, so he gave it to the Patamacher to fix it. He fixed it, and it cost 100 shekels. It's probably the yeshiva, so 100 shekels, 100 shekels, fine. And he told me she come pick it up. I guess the guy forgot picked up a day or two. I guess he was drawing his gemacht film and forgot it for a day or two. And then the tefillin got stolen.
What was that?
Well, no. So it sounds like this. It says, Uman, after he finishes his job, what is his status? Uman's trying to suffer. Right now, once he finishes his job, he told the guy to pick it up, so the question is, what is his status in that type of situation? So over there, it says like this, that if the Uman is holding back the item to get his money, then he's still Shem Sacher. He's going to finish his job, and until you pay him, he's going to hold on to the item, then he's going to be Shem Sacher. If the Uman got paid already, so now he's not Shem Sacher anymore. He got his money already, he's just holding on to it. If he's not Shem Sacher, you know? Different now that the phone got lost. It wasn't the machine, it's not the
because it said that pick it up because he didn't finish the job.
You have to tell me, you have to pick it up, and then that's what Kim is. That's what Kim is. His Yeah, this is a case in this legend here that somebody gave in to diamond makers, put a diamond together into the setting. Kids, they wore it, and if the tree gets fell off, they lost a diamond. They lost a diamond. So they were today the diamond maker that he messed up. And scraped the diamond. So the idea is that if you never ever did it originally good, even though you give it back to the person, but you're a kabbalah, you have a kabbalah chayes. So if you never ever did it good, such as you give it to the matzah, where it's going to get ruined. So therefore the woman's going to be chayev. And if he has a chayes of shemusar, and he didn't do a job in the preparation, then now it's going to get lost. So even though it didn't happen by him, but. He's going to be responsible. So the problem is, in these type of cases, the woman says, "No, I did a great job. Maybe you banked into it, you broke it, and being that you can't verify it, so that's a lot of times they end up being what's right, and it's going to be bad." What? No, if you can prove a woman didn't do a good job, he's fine. If you can't prove it, then you have the whole problem with your brother, right?
There's
a cover, there's
no reason why
it should
fall out.
What are you saying?
If you bang into it, it will fall out.
Right, okay. Let's see if the woman messes up. So, the couple of types of cases of messing up. One of the cases we messes up is a case where, let's say, caught on a plumber and she has 20-foot shackle coming down and it works in a couple minutes and he put in another piece, put another 100 shackle, and then it doesn't really work afterwards. And he goes, okay, well, for the extra time between the cycle for coming down. I went to cool down electricity, I guess, like 3 hours. And they asked me, like, 2,500 shekels for, like, some job. And I said, okay, I'll think about putting on another electrician. The guy came for 5 seconds to fix the switch or something. And he was, like, planning on knocking down the walls and, like, you know, maybe up to him. So, the luck is Kipshuta, somebody who is a woman or a cop, and you're paying him for the result. And if he doesn't do any... If he doesn't do anything, no accomplishment, then about that you're not going to be able to pay him. You don't have to pay him for the hour that's with. Now there's also a umokrin b'shvachkli. Let's say you have somebody, let's say you have a household help, right? Her job is, she works for you, right? So you give her ingredients to make a cake. So she makes a cake. And she burns the cake. So how much does she have to pay? She messed up, she burned the cake, right? So she's some sacher, right? She's pesha and she messed up your cake. What do you have to pay? Do you have to pay for the ingredients? Or do you have to pay the worth of the cake? What?
The cake.
No. I gave her ingredients. I gave her the sugar, the blah, 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 whatever. That's like the cost of $2, right? She made a cake. She left it in too long, now the cake burnt. So there was a cake and now it got burnt. So does she have to pay for the cake or just pay for the ingredients?
Okay.
So the hashah like this. The hashah is when the woman makes something for you with your stuff. Is the pshat is I own it and I just have to pay her for it. I give all the ingredients. Or the pshat is that the woman owns the shvach until I pay, and once I pay, it becomes mine.
You pay for the ingredients,
right? I pay for the ingredients. I gave it to the woman, right? Let's say I'm paying. Let's say 35 shekels an hour, whatever. Every second hour plus, and I give the ingredients, right? So you give the ingredients, she makes the cake, right? Now, let's say she makes the cake, and now her kid comes and eats the cake. Let's say that's the case, right? She made the cake, put it in the freezer, and the kid came and they eat the cake. So now she's Shabbos Pesach, so my kids eat the cake, what's going on over here? So can you tevei her for the cake, or you should tevei for the ingredients? You understand? So this is a sugya of umen koinu b'shvachli. The question is, if umen does something, does he own the shvach until you pay him? Or he doesn't own it, really the owner owns it, and you just have to pay him for it. Are you familiar with these sugyas? So it's all long, all the sugya works about. Okay, so it comes out, so basically it's sveikei d'dina, and basically you're not going to be able to mechayev the umen. Basically you only pay for the ingredients, and you're not going to have to...
Does that mean they have to do whatever they want to?
Not 1,000%, because they own the shach, they own the ikar, like Zay says.
I mean, they can't even take themselves off. Can she eat the cake and say, I'll make another cake?
No, because they only own the Shvach. They don't. Okay, let's go some easier cases. Okay. This is a class of things I have all the time. You go for somebody for like, you go to a professional and they give you advice and then there's a mess up. Like, yeah, I had those mice like this. This is interior. They asked a Mendez, a construction person, can they put the pool on the roof? I was like, yeah, no problem. So I put a pool on the roof and then the roof came crashing down. So now the question is, does the Mendez have to go pay for the roof crashing down? Or let's see, you go to a Rav. And you're in this open deck, and you ask him about the Esrig, and he says, yeah, Pesach Gam. So you buy the Esrig, then they come to first night of Sukkos, and you show it to Yerav, and he's like, oh, this is like Pasul, like the Cholashit, it's like no one will ever, can we match or such a thing. Now the question is, you go back to the first Rav, find who it is, and he goes, oh, I made a mistake. And now you can't go back and find the Maker. So does the Rav have to pay or not? Because the mice with the Moyel, that somebody had like a complicated Milos, or somebody had like, yeah, like a relative, he says, yeah, I'll do the Mila. And then like, after a couple months, it looks like the kid's not so gemalt. He brought it back to his relative. Relative, no, a couple seder. Then he brought it to somebody else and said, like, there's an Aral, they're icing. With a bracha on this Mila. So then the kid said they had to do a whole surgery. Yeah, they had to do the Mila, and the kid was sick for a while. And the question is, all these situations when somebody messes up, what is his achrayas or not? So the Gemara says like this, if you have somebody who is makalkel, if he's getting paid, it's like this. If the guy's not a bucky, he's always chayav, basically. The guy's not chayav, you mess up. Well, if he's doing it for free, if you're not a bucky, you should not be doing the job. And therefore, Maradei al-Shulchanei, if he's not a bucky, then he's always going to be chayav. If the guy's a bucky, so Rav Yishen know that if he's getting paid, he's chayav. If he's not getting paid, then he's going to be potter. So let's go back through the cases. To the moyel, what's the halacha? Okay, now I get paid. But if, so first I have to be clear. If, let's say he did it free, right? He did it free. So if he's a bucky, we could prove that he's a bucky and he had a right to do this meal. That's going to be potter.
He obviously wasn't.
What did I say?
He obviously wasn't.
Let's say it's a complicated meal. It's a complicated meal. It wasn't just a regular, yeah, regular whatever. So if my brother had a taco once, he did a meal. In the mountains, like whatever, it's fair to. So we had to do another meal a couple years later. But if most of my own are good, I'm saying about that. But if, so back to the meal, if you do it for free and you're a bucky, you're potter. If you're not a bucky, you're chayv. How do you know if he's a bucky? So we pass him that the worker has to prove that he's a bucky. You have to prove that you're a bucky. If you can prove that you're a bucky and you are, then you're not going to have to pay. Why do you have to prove you're a bucky? No one's messing up, right? The answer, this lady says, because most pekiyim don't mess up. So if you're messing up, if she's like a racist, then you're really not such a professional. Therefore, you're going to have to prove. So basically, in order to pass, you have to have two things. You have to be a bucky and has to be doing it for free. If you're getting paid, then you're going to be
paid.
Yeah,
two, three times.
I guess people see you, they know what you're doing, so then we can say you're a professional. Therefore, back to the case of Mendez, put on the roof and they're thinking, crashing down, it's a lacha.
The pain.
It's good. We're going to Rosh Hashanah. The Rav. The Rav is like, if he's potter and he's a bucky, then he's going to be potter. If he's not a bucky, or if he's getting paid, he's going to be chayv. Now let's say, this is interesting, sir. Let's say he's getting paid by Zubnik. He's not getting paid by you.
Who's getting paid by
the Rav? Who's getting paid by? He's in the. He's getting paid by the Moicher.
Not your
what?
It's
could be. Is that the payment just makes you be extra careful? You have to be extra careful for the guy paying you. So it could be. You know, it could be that case. You would not be chayv. A couple more cases like that. On a second. Papa Moshe Koko comes up with. Yeah, what do you say, chaverim? What about the chaverim, right? Your car is like locked, you call chaverim, they come and they try to open up for you and they break it. What? So they're bechinam, but are they mumcha? I don't know, it depends, right? He's a real estate agent, I don't know. Like, on the side, he does a tremendous chesed, and he does, comes to the rescue.
It's almost not up to doing such things when we do such things.
So now this gets a little into like into really big area that this cloud we say that a woman shakoko and whatever. Let's say like you know he's not really professional. Like about to me, there's a lot of times in the tire is like the guy has a problem with his cars. You could go down to Srilly's and I'll tell you okay, switch the what's the common thing in the car? I don't know about cars. Switch the whatever thing, whatever it's in part, 9 out of 10 times he's right, it goes $100-$120, switch it and it's okay. Or you go to Toyota. And they say, ugh, we have to diagnose it. They charge $100,000 an hour to diagnose it, and they get the problem 10 out of 10. So now let's say you go to Srilly's, and you just like diagnoses whatever, with, you know, oh, usually there's a problem, whatever, and now it's the 1 out of 10 which is a problem. And now it gets all messed up. So do you say Srilly's is, he's beschar, and therefore he has to pay? Or like, you know that, right? You know that that's going to the Srilly's for not Toyota. You can go to the body workshop and the $100 an hour just to get to the problem, 9 out of 10, anyhow, Srilly's really diagnosed $120. Or the pshat is that.
It's
you know, you have to, you know like this. It's about the cars. And 9 out of 10, he goes, right? Okay, but something is a problem, like whatever. 9 out of 10, this is the problem with the car. That's usually, cars usually has this problem. But,
you're going so, for such a month.
What?
You went there for such a month.
Oh, you went to Srilly's?
Yeah, just type of
month. Right, that's just a method case where you know that that's what he's doing. You know, in other words, there's a difference between the mandates, if he's talking on him and it breaks and then, okay, like, what in the world? Or the case of the Rav, like, you know, the Rav's not a big mistake, you know. Put him out of business then. But in a case like this type of case where you know, like, that's what it is. Like, it's a lot of dinitari with kabbalah, right? You hire, like, the cheapest Mexican or cheapest Arab possible. And then, like, it doesn't always go, like, the, you know, the way you expected, right? So in that type of situation, you can't come along and say, like, and throw the book at them, because if that's goofo what the whole thing was, then maybe that'll be a little different. So by the chaver, you have to know. When you call the chaver and he's turning out the card, do you think he's an expert or you don't think he's an expert? If you call a regular person to play around with it, so... No, it could be his gavuli.
They have a little bit.
I'm saying, right? Not really. No. What I say? They're doing bechinam. The pshat is, if you know that he's not an expert, you know it might be breaking. And the whole part is that why are you doing it for? The part is that if you're uman, if you're a baki, you have a right to do it. If you're not a baki, you have a right to do it. Now you're stuck in the middle of the mountains. No one's coming out for you right there. You call the AA and pay $1,000 and wait. 3 days, or you can call Chaverim, it'll be in about 20 minutes, and they'll take care of you most of the time. So the whole part of it is that if you're getting paid, you have to be more careful, and if you're not a Uman, what are you doing it for? If you know that the guy is not a, you know, just doing a chesed, and he's not really his expertise, so it's very shtak, as I have to say, that if people understand that that's going on, then it's very shtak, as I have to say, that in that situation, you would not pay Chayev. Accountants comes all the time, the guy files taxes wrong, because right? you have to pay. So he's beschar, therefore he's willing to pay. And if he messes up, he's willing to pay. Now the question is, if it was like something like a fudrach and a thing which not every accountant knows, and whatever, then I mean, maybe you know, if you're paying a cheap accountant, then you're not going to. Her brother was going to tell her that he came to Lakewood, he filed for the guy, but ended up the guy's taxes really were in New York, and he filed in New Jersey. So the guy tiny, he should have cut and Jersey as like most of them laws, whatever, because the guy actually should have cut from the address as New York. Like I said, the address on the return address or something. Like, I don't know. So I don't know, the business was a little bit like, you know, you're going to like the cheapest accountant around. If you went to like a high part, it's full cup every single thing. Like you're going to like just a cup every little Knaze without Dafka.
The plumbers and the guy would be
high? If what?
Then he causes something else to break.
Yeah, another plumber's gonna be high. Why wouldn't that be high? Saying if he breaks something, he's bizarre about the plumber. Plumber comes, says to fix your toilet, then he doesn't do a good job, then about the bring a roof guy down to fix your roof and does a horrible job and maybe breaks part of it and now things leak through and this has it, then about that he's going to be chayav. He says make a sikkum, came out, Hashem is suckers, everyone's getting paid for the job, and this is a zaita gun, now you get it. And Uman, being that he's benefiting the fact that he's getting, that he gets the money, he's considered Shem HaSachar. He really Shem HaSachar, because that had not as much a chreish as Shem HaSachar. But Marshall, if it's something which a normal Shem HaSachar, maybe we're chayef because you're getting paid, if the Shmiri is safe over here, or just a regular normal Shmiri would be potter, that's what said, the case of the lawyer with the safe, then the person is going to be potter. Uman Kornim Shvachri, you make a cake, and therefore they get damaged, we cannot make a deal, therefore you cannot charge him for the full cake, and we can charge him for the ingredients. If you simich on somebody, he gives you bad advice, so if you're paying him, then he's always going to be chayiv. If it's bechinam, only if he is a mokha, then he's going to be pater, but not mokha, he's going to be chayiv. It's very negative if people give advice, like rabbis, rabbanim, and things like that. If he has advice about everything, like of course the board, like just because I have a tie, doesn't absolutely, you know, people think that. But everything, like things like you know, like why are you asking me? I'm not sure, but like, but even something which maybe I would know, like you know, but you know, they ask like real estate investments and this investments and doctors and lawyers, because you name it. So even if he's, you have to be very, very careful when you're around, because the etzem, if something goes wrong, so if they're being semich on you, you're.
Yeah, but let's say
so if you're bechinam and your mom is a mumcha here, but probably I hope if you're a rabbi, you know, a mumcha in real estate. I mean, whatever you are, but in dark hell, like people go all the time, like with they have kubas staka. Sometimes you go over, they want to take money from kubas staka, like whatever. So my first question always, it, you know, they're not making the money. My first question always, how much savings do you have? So I had a couple of times, just. There's it. I had a couple of times, like, you know, the guy.